CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting out of the Queen's University Carruthers Hall basement studios, the fabuloso studiosos of CFRC. There are none finer in all of campus community radio land. My name's David and my co-host is Andy Personnel. We are United by Punk Monday evenings, 11 p.m. till midnight, doing a CFRC's newest show, as far as I know, all about punk music, spanning new and across Canada to old school across the world. We bring very distinct flavors that combine and meld and are united by punk, hence the name. So I'm really excited because the fall semester is over, and as a grad student here at Queen's, nothing excites me more than 4 weeks off where I don't have to think about papers or anything else too serious, except hosting a great radio show. So here I am celebrating that with some fine tunes. I'm going to play some vinyl and CDs and stuff, even from the interweb. Stop Motion Massacre are from Halifax, and they have a great new album whose title makes no sense, at least to me. It's called Beneath the Lost Vault, 1977 to 74. So it's like they got the years backwards, not to mention that it's all new songs from 2012. And we're going to hear Gimme a Ride, which is a great, snappy little funny one. I just think they're great, and I hope I can catch them sometime in the future. We're also going to hear... So, yeah, this show is going to be a bit all over. We're going to hear from the Misfits. So I have had this record forever, since the old school days, and we're going to hear Devil's Whorehouse from Evil Live, which actually won one of the best album covers from a recent review on some music blog. I'm not remembering which. And then CFRC has some new great tunes in their library that they've just acquired. So there's the Gashers, we're going to hear Stuffed, and Rat King is a compilation of Sackville, New Brunswick punk bands, and we are going to hear from Yellow Teeth with Body in the Ocean. So it's going to be all over the place, and my tracks tonight will be all over the place, more or less, so you've tuned into the right show. So without further ado, as long as this works, here's Gimme a Ride by Stop Motion Massacre.
Give me a ride, give me a ride, give me a ride, oh give me a ride, give me a ride, the show. loves her health. She loves carnality. We're in a human pit of love. We're drifting to heresy.
That was the Gashers, the pretty rocking little track there, the Sandy Personnel from the Combat Jacks with my co-host, the mysterious man known only as Dave. We're here to punk your head up a notch this Monday evening. Anyway, I'm here to take you back to the late 70s, early 80s. English scene, which many people sort of consider synonymous with punk rock and the punk movement. I'm going to play you some few essential tracks from the fairly early, really the second, maybe some would argue the third wave of punk rock, but we're not going to belabor those things because it's all good. So the first band I'm going to play you is The Addicts. Now, they're a very long-lived English punk band. They're formed in, I believe, 1975 from Ipswich, Suffolk, England. And we're going to hear, just a couple words about The Addicts. The Addicts are one of the more flamboyant bands in terms of stage presence in old British punk. They're a very fun band. They all like to dress up as if they were the Droogs from Clockwork Orange. And the lead singer tends to he'll take it to a little more extreme with he's kind of like almost a his style's a cross between Little Alex and the Joker, I'd say. He's a scary looking dude, but it's great fun music, and they've actually apparently kids like them because The Addicts have been on UK children's TV a number of times, which is just nuts. But I guess the children are pretty punk over there in the UK. Anyway, we're going to hear Steamroller, which was a bonus track off the re-release of their 1982 album. And I can't remember the name of the album. I believe it was called Sound of Music. Yes, Sound of Music, not the Julie Andrews musical. So anyway, we're going to hear Steamroller off that album, and then we're going to hear from The Damned, another notable and popular early English punk band. They were actually the first of the London punk bands to release a single. That was New Rose on Stiff Records in, I believe, 1976. We're not going to listen to that song. It's good. You should all go out and listen to it if you haven't heard it already. But we're going to listen to something off their first album, a song called Born to Kill. Haven't heard the studio version of it, only a live version. It was pretty good, but we're going to check out the studio version tonight. The Damned were also the first British punk band to tour the United States. I'm sure that was a lot of fun. They probably got a lot of beer bottles thrown at them. But The Damned rule. We're going to hear from them. So we're going to hear Born to Kill from The Damned. And then we're going to hear another song from the Buzzcocks, who we heard from in our first show a couple of weeks ago. We're going to hear a song called Oh Shit, which is one of their greatest tracks. And it, I believe, is also off their first album, but I'm not 100% sure on that. And I don't feel like checking right now. So without further ado, let me present Steamroller by The Addicts. We'll be right back.
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. And I have to hand it to my co-host, Andy Personnel, here on United by Punk for throwing together a great set. We just heard The Damned, The Addicts, and Buzzcocks, three great, amazing bands that I know a little bit more about now. So this is United by Punk, Monday evenings, 11 p.m. to midnight, and I'm really excited to present to you, like I said earlier, it's the end of the, at least for me, the end of the fall semester here at Queen's, so I'm uber stoked to start a four-week vacation. I can't wait. It's on right now. So I'm going to bring to you a song from the vaults. So this show, United by Punk, is thrash, crash, trash, and smash. And this track that I'll be playing from Riz Chatham, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, is definitely on the thrash, the crashy and smashy side. So let me tell you about him. Riz, he was one of the a central figure from the No Wave movement. No Wave came out of New York in the late 70s, early 80s, and maybe I'm sure you've heard of Sonic Youth. They're a really famous band that came out of No Wave. Many bands, though, remained a lot less well known, and there's this amazing compilation that's been put together over the years called New York Noise Compilation from No Wave and other bands from that time, punk and No Wave and disco, and it's quite amazing. So I've got volume one, but there's a few, and Reese Chatham put together a guitar orchestras of like electric guitars, and the track we're hearing tonight is Drastic Classicism. It clocks in at 8 minutes, so it's a longie, so I'm not going to do it right off the bat. We're going to hear U.S. Bombs and Forgotten Rebels first. Well, one or the other, maybe both, and then dip into Drastic Classicism. There's no lyrics, so it's an 8 minute track, but it's really wild and loud and crashy, so it won't fail to, it won't disappoint. So without further ado, let's start it off with the Forgotten Rebels. With this is Andy was more into Forgotten Rebels than I was, and so he picked this one out for us. It's Hell Begins at Home here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Of the manhood he had, rewarded with a punishment whenever he's bad. His stereo rolls, his mind overturns, his malice grows, his conscience concerns. He's really doing something, really doing something. Tell you what he's gonna do for you now. He's gonna make my bow. For you, he's gonna make my bow. For you, he's gonna make my bow. For you, because hell begins at home. We'll be right back.
to United by Punk. You're listening to 101.9 CFRC, Queen's University Radio. This is Andy Personnel, and beside me is sitting Dave. And yeah, we're trying to punk your Monday evening up a few notches here on United by Punk. And so we just heard interesting set, very diverse set from Dave, and now I'm going to take you back over to the UK. It's pretty much an all UK show for me this evening. Now I'm kind of trying to take you along with the history of punk, but it really does branch into a lot of different directions, so it gives me a lot of creative leeway. Anyway, next we're going to hear from the famous UK band The Subhumans, not to be confused with the Vancouver band of the same name. Now, the UK Subhumans, they're not one of the first punk bands, but they're one of the really... They were formed in 1980, but they've got a well-deserved reputation for being a little more of a technical, experimental kind of punk rock band. They kind of cross the genres between punk rock and hardcore. There's a little bit of reggae in there sometimes. Yeah, they're a really interesting band to listen to. If you haven't checked them out, I highly recommend it. Their vocalist sounds a lot like Eric Idle from Monty Python, but like really pissed off. And saw them live in Toronto. It was amazing. They kick so much ass live. They haven't lost one jewel of their energy. Yeah, they're great. Anyway, so we're going to hear the song Rats, which is off the, I believe, 1984 single of the same name. Then we're going to hear a little ditty called I Hate People, and that's by the Anti-Nowhere League. They formed also in 1980. They were a bunch of English bikers, I guess, and they just loved punk rock, decided to form a punk rock band, and so yeah, Anti-Nowhere League, they were one of the dirtiest, nastiest, raunchiest bands of the time, and you're going to hear why, although I'm keeping it to one of their probably more tame songs, I Hate People, but it's also quite comical. I feel like that too some days, you know. I'm sure you do as well if you're listening to United by Punk tonight. So we're going to listen to I Hate People by the Anti-Nowhere League. That's off their 1982 single called I Hate People. And then we're going to hear a classic track. This is entitled The Murder of Little Towers by the Angelic Upstarts. Now, they were another early UK band. These guys are from South Shields, and they formed in 1977. And Murder of Little Towers was, I believe, on their first single, and it's still one of the most rockin', disturbing, thought-provoking punk songs of the day. It's still one of my favorites. It has to do, I believe, with a guy who was beaten to death by the police. UK police don't carry guns, so they beat people to death. Anyway, we're going to listen to The Murder of Little Towers by Angelic Upstarts. And so anyway, I'll take you back to the beginning of the set. It's going to be Subhumans with Rats. And I hope you enjoy this one. This will be a fairly diverse set here. We're going from sort of artsy technical UK punk into the depths of gutter UK street punk. Hope you enjoy it.
Fast. calculations. Money came from third world nations. All that money spent on war could be used to feed them poor. Papers played the whole thing down. Said there was nothing to worry about. Rats have all gone underground. We'll be back again next time round. We'll be back again next time round. We'll be back again. We'll be back again. We'll be back again. We'll be back again next time round. Next time round. Next time round. Next time.
Murder of Little Towers by Angelic Upstarts, one of the top punk singles of all time, according to some chart out there. So there you go. Here you heard it here first on CFRC 101.9, United by Punk with David and Andy Personnel. So we're going to do a joint set to take us off till midnight. I'm going to play a track by Metz, an amazing new band fresh out of Toronto, put out an album in October, and I'm just starting to get into it. Actually released it on Sub Pop, but they're pretty sure they're Toronto guys. So yeah, we're going to hear Headache, top track off that, and then I'll let Andy introduce the last two or three songs of the show.
Thanks, Dave. Okay, we've got a song by Cockney Rejects from the East End of London. Cockney Rejects formed in 1978, and they're very heavily associated with the football club West Ham United. So if you're near them, don't be talking about your allegiance to any other football clubs, because it'll get ugly. Anyway, we're gonna listen to Police Car by Cockney Rejects. And then we're going to check out another band from the same neighborhood. That's Coxspire. Which Coxsparrow is a Cockney term of endearment that means a plucky little bastard, I believe. Anyway, so Coxsparrow, they're one of the longest running UK punk bands. They're kind of a, you know, pub rock, kind of what they call an oi style. Now, oi actually, the Cockney Rejects band I was just talking about were the first. One of the first bands to actually say oi, oi, oi in a song, which gave rise to the sub-group or the sub-style of sort of working-class street punk that they call oi, which I have a soft spot for, I guess. But anyway, so we're going to be back to Coxsparrow. They formed in 1971. They're an older band, and but we're gonna listen to something off their second album, which came out in 1984, entitled Shock Troops. That's the album. The track is called Secret Army, and it's a banger. And then we're gonna listen to a track by the very, very influential English hardcore group Discharge with a track called Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing, which is, I believe, off their first album, which is of the same name. And then if we got time, we're going to listen to another Angelic Upstarts track, but with the title of Police Oppression, which has been covered by every band and their dog. Anyway, no more time talking. Let's start rocking.
himself when in the dead of night. Ration guns up him on his way, but with money from the USA. The ordinary people say, you know the ordinary people say. I'm the man with the top, knows where to do the most harm. Is in the secret army. The man with the gun says not a sound. I want this airplane turned around. He spent his life learning how to fill a man with lead. He'd probably spend the rest of his day. People say, I'm the man at the top, knows where to do the most harm, is in the secret.